You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. Sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? Let's get into it. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. When I was desolate, gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. Sometimes I feel like a fatherless child. I ain't got no home. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress. Gave me a home. And he'll never leave me alone. He's the father to the fatherless. Looks out for those in distress.
The Bridge Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Aw, yeah!
Tonight we're looking at a question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff, sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, it's probably hard for you to relate, but what can you tell us about this?
It is perfectly easy for me to relate to this. I think there's a lot about temptation that's hard for us to admit to ourselves.
Sure.
So I can start us off by saying, I am terrible with temptation. And here's part of why I'm terrible with it is because I get a lot of weird, bad thinking I don't analyze. You know, sure. So if I go to a place, I just came back from traveling a little bit. I went to Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh!
And I hadn't had them in a long, long time. Sort of forgotten what they were like. And I'm looking at, and because I was kind of hungry, and they had a little thing that said, like, you can get, like, a sandwich, they had, like, other food in there. I'm like, yeah, that's what I need. I need, like, lunch and something. And the gal behind the counter says, would you like a free sample donut? That was all it took.
Okay.
I mean, it was like, I need like a dozen of these. And I need everybody to just leave me alone for a bit, you know. And then I'm going to need a cigarette, you know. It's just like, you know. But it's this mentality of, I know I'll feel bad if I do that. But if I eat 12 of them, the deliciousness of it might counteract that.
Sure, absolutely.
I think it's a great point. Also, I think I'm just picturing Bugs Bunny style cartoon devil with the tail and the whole thing. Like, can I interest you in a free donut sample.
Yeah, that's right.
And Glenn just kind of in a little, almost a nice, you know, nice cut blazer voice, like, wow, I like donuts. What could go wrong?
Right. That's right.
But John, I think he makes a great point there. One of the misconceptions people may have about temptation is this idea of, oh no, I didn't know this would go wrong, and I went down this when, I don't know about anybody else, when I get temptation, one of those things like, well, yeah, this is going to be bad, but today I'm doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we differentiate those days from the one day from the other?
Man, that's a great question. I think it's hard for us to know how to think of ourselves in a world where some days we drive down the highway past the Krispy Kreme donut and we're like, I'm not even going in there because I'm strong and good and smart.
Right.
And then other days we've finished the dozen donuts before we even realized what happened.
Right.
And so, how do we think of ourselves? I mean, we're tempted to say, well, some days I'm weak and some days I'm strong, but am I a weak person or a strong person or like a medium strength person? I think it puts us in a weird place where we don't know how to think of ourselves. And then on that basis, it kind of makes it harder to respond to that temptation. Because, like, well, if I was a strong person, I'd just do what a strong person does. But I can't pull that off all the time. And I don't want to think of myself as a weak person. And plus, I know I'm not always weak. So I just don't know what to do with this. I think the question that we need to land on is, what if this is all a bit more complicated than we want to give it credit for? What if it's more complicated than just weak and strong one day to the next? And if that's the case, what are the implications on that?
That's a really great point. That's what we'll be looking at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud. Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you're the kind of person who's so holy, you can resist the temptation of free donuts, well, you're a better person than me.
What color is the blinking sign informing you that these donuts are hot? That's right, it's the devil's red. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Every show listen now comes with a free sample donut.
Right. Email freedonuts@theinternet.google. We'll get that right to you. Or can you answer a question that came in at thebridgeloud@gmail.com? This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff. Sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, we're looking at this idea of introducing the idea of temptation in the last segment. And Jen mentioned something I think is very interesting and something we should get into, that we may think of temptation as it's about weak and strong.
Yeah.
That could be weak people give in to temptation, strong people don't. Or if we're being a little more honest, some days I feel strong and I don't give in to temptation, some days I feel weak and I do. But the question Jed posed to us is it a little more complicated than that?
Yeah.
So if it's more complicated than weak and strong, what is that next level down?
Well, I think the next level down is looking at it like gas in the tank. You've got X amount that you can put towards temptation, generally speaking. If this is a day where you're not getting where you are hungry and you're near a Krispy Kreme, where you're not getting the rest that you need, or you just, you know, been in a fight with a friend of yours, or, you know, family members being weird, you've got very little gas in the tank left. It's about recognizing every time we say no to something, we're spending out that self-control. And when it's gone, you're going to fall to that temptation.
Yeah.
So it's sort of looking at the needle on the gas tank there and seeing how low it is and doing things that put more gas in the tank rather than spend more out.
Exactly right. And Jed, how can we expand on this, the things that take away that gas in the tank, the things that give us more?
That's a great question. We can think of it as willpower. We can think of it as self-control. But in a human sense, if there's something that is tempting to you and you're saying no to it, you are expending willpower and self-control to make that decision. It is a limited quantity, the same as physical energy. Like, you can't run forever. You will stop eventually. Same thing with willpower and self-control. You will run out of this eventually. When that happens, you're going to start giving into things. That's just how life works. That's not like a moral failing on your part. That's true for literally every human being. And I think if you think back to the last time that you said yes to something you'd rather you didn't, whether it was donuts or something else, makes no difference. I bet if we could review the tapes from the days and hours leading up to it, I bet that you'd said no to a lot of other things before you said yes to that thing. You might have said no to mouthing off to your boss. You might have said no to running that red light. You might have said no to all kinds of things. And then you were out of willpower and self-control, and so you said yes to something that you would rather not have done. If we take that view that this boils down, as Glenn said, to gas in the tank, to willpower and self-control that are limited things, we don't have infinite reservoirs of them, then the question that we need to ask is there a way to get smarter about all this? If I know that these are limited things that can run out, can I be more selective in the ways that I use them?
I think that difference between just digging in and more and thinking about smarter is a really smart and important way to look at this, and we'll build on that when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I say that you are yes. I know the voices. I know the pain. You're feeling hopeless. I hear you speak. Put your words on broken.
You will make it.
with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I now realize if the Buddhists had been handing out free donuts, the course of my life might be very different.
Like a real sliding door situation. Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I'm in no room to judge.
Right. We're here to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff, sometimes I can't. Why is that? And Glenn, Jed closes out that last one, I think, giving us a very interesting thought, which is replacing the idea of grit and self-control and willpower and just having, you got to have more of that, more is the answer, to the idea of looking at temptation and our specific temptations in a smart way, having some strategy to that. What would that look like?
The main thing is looking at putting yourself in low temptation environments. That if you want to look at people who are successful, it's not people like, you know, muscle up and say, I'm going to just fight it.
Yeah.
It's people who don't get in a position. If you want to lose weight, do not go to the Krispy Kreme. I am talking about very recent events in my own life. You know, that environment is not going to allow anyone to really resist that level of temptation. I'm not like working out my temptation muscles when I'm there. I am falling off. That's what's happening. Don't do that. So the low temptation environment is key. The second thing is really to prioritize. You know, do I need to go to this family reunion where I know it's going to be chaos, mayhem, and I am going to end up losing my religion? Do I really need to do that? Do I need to go to this party? Do I need to go to this, you know, wedding, whatever it is? There are environments that are temptation-rich, but I am putting them as a higher priority than what I really should, and I need to downgrade those so I can avoid those situations.
That's all really good introduction there. And Jed, where do we build on this idea of having good strategy?
Well, let's take prioritization even further. All the best wisdom out there today says people can only really make about one change at a time in their lives successfully. And people can try and do more than that, but it doesn't work very well. So in your own life, there's a million things I'm sure you'd like to be different. You'd like to, you know, work on your education and work on your career and work on your relationships and work on your physical fitness and everything else, which is great. In due season, all that would be awesome. But we want to encourage you to think and maybe even to pray about what's the one thing that's the most important right now today? What's the thing that's kind of messed me up the most? And how do we get started on working on that one thing? Because again, all that willpower, self-control, it's a limited thing. So if we're trying to apply it to 10 separate areas of our life at the same time, we got a lot less to work with. So if we can pick that one thing that matters the most, and maybe that's, you know, I want to work on my career. I want to, you know, really advance in that, which is great. Then it's about asking, well, what are the temptations that are likely to take you off of that? What are the temptations that are likely to get in the way on that? And how do I create a low temptation environment for myself? How do I create a life where I'm just not around those temptations, so I really don't have to use a bunch of willpower to fight them?
It's a great, great idea. And we'll look at this a little bit more when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
She's not like that, she's faithful.
Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Just trying to get in touch and rediscover my love of carrots.
Yeah.
They're almost as good as Krispy Kreme donuts.
Sure.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Two words, carrot cake.
There you go.
Continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, sometimes I can say no to bad stuff, sometimes I can't. Why is that? And we here on The Bridge Loud have our own version of the hot donut sign, and we're about to turn on the sign that reads, the secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, in our day job, there's a lot of temptation rolling around for people we work with. That is in the form of substances. That's in the form of things that got them put into jail that they need to. They know they need to not do, but there's this pull to do it. Mm-hmm. So, in the context of trying to get them in touch with their spirituality, trying to get them closer to God, how does what you tell them about temptation work into that?
Well, I think it starts with a recognition that God understands. You know, not only does he understand when we fall into temptation, he understands that we are tempted. Yeah. That's, I think we have that sense of, if I want it, that means I'm a bad person, and I'm bad in such a way that's pretty similar to if I went ahead and did it. So why don't I just go ahead and do it? That kind of thing. We have to recognize God doesn't condemn us or reject us or leave us alone when we're in that temptation environment. He wants to be there for us, and he understands that he cares about us. He doesn't want to see us hurt ourselves, put things at risk that don't need to be at risk. He's there to give us that support and that encouragement no matter what.
That's a really great point. You know, when we get people on the trying to be on the Christian thing, one of the things you're trying to do, it means to be a Christian, is that we're all in our own way trying to be a little bit more like Jesus kind of every day. That's the path we're on. And I think it's easy for people to get a misconception that means exactly like what Glenn's talking about here. That would mean never wanting a bad thing, never being tempted to anything. And the Bible actually speaks directly to that. In the New Testament, there's a place called the Book of Hebrews, and it says, we do not have a high priest, and that's referring to Jesus, who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who is tempted in every way, just as we are. I think we have this idea. It's easy to get this idea that because I may have a struggle with this, because I have some days where I get run down and I want to get tempted, that in and of itself means I'm not cut out to do better. I'm not cut out to be Christian. It's the total opposite of that. We've been joking about it in Krispy Kreme terms because we all have our Krispy Kreme struggles.
But yep.
Everyone you're listening to on this show has had and continues to have real temptations that they have to deal with and struggle with. Whether they're willing to admit it or not, anyone with a big, impressive title of pastor or reverend or whatever has those exact same things. But the difference for people who make it and not, I think that's exactly what Glenn's talking about there, is do you let that be a thing that you think disqualifies you, or do you let that be a thing that drives you a little closer to God, that you need his help to get through that? That's definitely the life we want for you, and we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.